Now, the Jewish people had been waiting for hundreds of years for the promised Savior that the prophet Isaiah had told them about. At this time, they were being ruled by the Roman Empire. There was an engaged couple named Mary and Joseph who were descendants of King David. And one day, an angel appeared to Mary and said, "God is very pleased with you. You will become pregnant and have a son and name him Jesus." So Mary asked, "How is this possible since I'm a virgin?" And the angel said, "All things are possible with God. You will become pregnant by the power of God's Spirit. Your baby will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. And he will be the king that God promised will rule forever." And Mary said, "I am God's servant. May all this come true." And then the angel left. Now, sometime later, Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant, and he wanted to break off the engagement. But he wanted to do this quietly, so he wouldn't shame Mary publicly. But while Joseph was sleeping, an angel appeared to him and said, "Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She is pregnant by the power of God's Spirit. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." So, Joseph took Mary to be his wife. Later in the pregnancy, the Roman Empire required them to go to King David's hometown of Bethlehem for a census. When they arrived, it was time for Mary to have her baby, but they couldn't find a place to stay. So Mary gave birth to her son in a stable, and they named him Jesus. And all this happened to fulfill what God had promised through the prophet Isaiah. A virgin will have a son, and he will be God with us.